The journey of the soul.
We
ask Allah to guide us to the straight path.
We
ask Allah to guide us to the straight path.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا سيدي يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا سيدي يا نور الله. Welcome back to our series Journey of the Soul. Inshallah, today we'll be talking about something which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم warned us about quite strictly, quite firmly. The Prophet ﷺ told us of the tribulations that will occur during his time. The Prophet ﷺ told us many different aspects of how this entity will cause corruption in the land. I'm going to start off by a story of Tamim ad-Dar, who became a companion. He was initially a Palestinian Christian. He was a Palestinian Christian. Tamim ad-Dar, he was a tradesman, he was a businessman. And he was on a trading ship in the Mediterranean Sea, where he actually, something quite miraculous took place with him. Miraculous in the sense science, and these other kind of things will not be able to explain it intellectually. What happened was, this Tamim ad-Dar, he came rushing to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Masjid al-Nabwi one day. He came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Masjid al-Nabwi, and he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he told him the full story. He said, look, this is what's happened. So Tamim ad-Dar, who at that point was a Christian, he became Muslim moments later. But Tamim ad-Dar, he says that I was in the Mediterranean. We were on this trading ship, where all of a sudden the waves began to move a bit more ferociously. There was much more fierce, where all of a sudden, for 30 days, we were just tossed about by the waves. And all of a sudden, somewhere in the Mediterranean, after all this kind of the sea storm, eventually the waves casted us aside onto an island, and we took refuge on the island. And when I got onto the island, I kind of got off, got my feet on the ground. And he says that as I entered into this island, I seen this creature. And he says, this creature I had never seen before. I had never seen before. And it was such a creature where it was just from head to toe, it was hairy. It was a hairy creature from head to toe. What we would describe as the children's figure, a yeti of some sort. This is a figure which he ended up, he turned around and he says, what are you? And he replied and he says, an al-jassasa. He says, I am the jassasa. He says, go towards the top. And there was a monastery on this island. At the top of the island, there was a monastery. He says, go towards the top. Someone is waiting for you there. And this person, Tamim ad-Dar, radiallahu anhu, he became a Sahabi later. He walked towards this monastery. And then there, he sees this creature who is tied up with his hands behind his back in chains. And he is held down within this monastery. And you could understand, 30 days he's been, you know, thrown about by waves, ends up on an island. And, you know, once you get on an island and you want your ground, you want your feet to be grounded, he sees this one creature. He's, what the hell, what on earth is this? And then that creature says, go towards. And he gets to the top of the monastery. He sees this other creature and he says, Wai laka ma anta. He says, woe be to you. What on earth are you? Ma anta, what are you? He turns around. He doesn't answer this question. He says, tell me about the river of Galilee. Tell me about the river of Galilee. Buhayratu Tabariya, the Arabic word. Tabariya is a river, is in the Palestine, north of Palestine. And this is the main water source for the Palestinians. And because Tamim ad-Dar was a traveler, he would travel everywhere on business trips, and he was a Palestinian. And he says that the river of Galilee is perfect. The water's running, everyone's using it. It's a beautiful place to be. And then he says, tell me about the well of Zughar. Well of Zughar. This was a fountain or a well that was used quite commonly in that time towards the middle, in the Middle East. It was named after some princess, Zughar. And he says that this well, everyone's using it, it's working, everything's perfect, everything's functioning as it should be. And why are you asking such questions? And so here he asked two questions. In other narrations, he's asked other questions. But what's quite interesting is he asked about water sources. He asked about the water sources of certain regions. And the scholars have gone into detail and they've explained that, number one, water sources, and especially maybe due to climate change or the signs of the end of times, is that water will get absorbed into the ground. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the final verse of Surah Al-Mulk, he says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاؤُكُمْ غَوْرًا, that say, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ, you see, إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاؤُكُمْ, Suppose your water, your water sources, become, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاؤُكُمْ غَوْرًا, become absorbed into the ground. Suppose the ground absorbs your water, and you have no water left, or you are restricted in the use of water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves you with the question. He says, فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ, who will then bring you fresh water? And upon this, at the end of this surah, we always answer by saying, Allahu Rabbul Alameen, that our trust is in our Lord, Allah will bring us fresh water, subhanAllah. So that verse gives us this hint that imagine there is a day where water resources become restricted. And this incident of Tamim ad-Dar and Dajjal, it kind of gives you another hint or indication that maybe in the future there is some sort of reduction in water sources. Maybe clean water does become international pandemic. So that's a scary time. That means that when this water completely declines, completely recedes and is sunk into the ground, maybe that's the time when Dajjal will appear. And the well of Zughar, that's completely unheard of now. No one uses that. That's a clogged up well. It's now in this time is non-existing. So these were two questions that he asked. And this was to do with water sources. And this also gives us an indication that Dajjal has understanding of geography, of economy. He has an understanding of the issues that are taking place around the world. And not only that, he has understanding of a social change as well. And that is extracted from the next question. He says, tell me about the Nabi, subhanAllah. This is an interesting question. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, the father of all these, Ibrahim alayhi salam had two children, Ishaq and Ismail. Right? And Ismail is the father of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the forefather, the ancestor. And from the second child, Ishaq alayhi salam, the second child of Ibrahim alayhi salam, from there, his child, Ya'qub alayhi salam, so Ibrahim alayhi salam's grandchild, Ya'qub alayhi salam, from Ya'qub alayhi salam onwards, we class these as the Bani Israel. So the Bani Israel, they would refer to anyone that was from the children of Ismail alayhi salam, as ummi. And ummi means untutored. So they will class the Arabs as untutored. What that means is, and specifically to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an untutored prophet. What that means is no man taught him anything. No man taught him anything. Hatta ar-Rahman allama al-Qur'an. Rahman, the most merciful, directly taught the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. He taught the Quran to him himself, and Quran within it is the clarity, the explanation of every matter. Allah taught the Quran to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the direct teacher of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he asked this question. He says, tell me about the Nabi, which meant Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Tamim ad-Dar, again, he was a traveler. Makkah was known for his trade. People would go towards the Arabian Peninsula for trade. They would know about Muslims. They have heard about Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tamim ad-Dar says, yes, people are following him. And this creature who was asking the question, Dajjal himself, this was later, we realized that this creature was the Dajjal. He actually says to Tamim ad-Dar, he says, if you know what is right for you, then it's better to follow Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do what's right. Do what's right. Now there's a long kalam, long explanation, long discussion regarding this specific narration. But we learn a lot from it. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, did I not inform you of this prior to him? Did I not tell you about the description of the Dajjal prior to Tamim ad-Dar? The Sahaba said, yes, you did. And the final thing that Tamim ad-Dar said, that the Dajjal said to him, was that Dajjal said that I will be able to travel in every single land, but I will not be able to enter into Tayba. Tayba. As we know as Taiba, specifically Medina is called Taiba. But the Hijaz, we know from other narrations, the Prophet ﷺ says that Dajjal and his fitna and his corruption will not be able to enter into Makkah and Medina. It will be guarded by angels. And when Tamim ad-Dar said that he will not be able to enter into Taiba, the Prophet ﷺ had his staff and he hit his staff onto the member, the pulpit, and he said, this is Tayba, this is Al-Madinah, this is the land in which the fitna of the Dajjal will not be able to enter. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this was a very opening and initial understanding of the Dajjal. We're going to, inshallah, now discuss his further tribulations, what he will do, what's his problem. The narrations say that when droughts increase, when the rain stops pouring, when land becomes unfertile, when rivers disappear. Now, all these things are taking place. All these things are taking place. We have seen in countries, weather is changing in such a manner where there is not enough human strength to kind of use it in our favor. Yani, if it is a hot country, all of a sudden it's raining so much that there is not enough dam system, there is not enough drainage system to remove that water back into the seas, which causes flooding. And likewise, in those countries which are generally known to where it rains in abundance, or it's a colder country, a cooler country where the climate is more at a lower end of the temperature gauge, a thermometer. In those countries, we have seen that the temperatures have risen, and even maybe this year or the year before, we received emails telling us that our local water source, the water levels have decreased by 70%. And they emailed us saying, use less water, maybe shower less, you know, don't flush the toilet. They were sending us emails and trying to give us and any steps and actions to take to help them deal with the reservoir and the level of their water that they have, because it didn't rain for a couple of months. It didn't rain, and the reservoirs, the water, the amount of water we consume was utilized so much that they were in this water shortage difficulty. The situation that they had, they send emails around the country saying, decrease your water consumption. So the signs of his arrival are somewhat in the preparation. You could see glimpses of these droughts, glimpses of the rain. It stops raining, the air will change. So the air globally will change. Maybe there will be an increase of radiation. There will be more pollution. There will be smog. Wallahu alam, the air will change. We will understand this more the further we get. Scribed between his eyes, scribed between the eyes of the Dajjal will be the words Kaf Fa Ra. Kaf Fa Ra, which reads out Kufr. Kufr means disbelief. Disbelief. A believer will be able to see this from a distance. He would say, I could recognize a Dajjal walking from a distance, and a disbeliever will not be able to see this. He will not be able to see this. Hence, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, fear the intellect of a Muslim, that he actually glances by virtue of the nur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. And what is that nur? You know, when we say ya wajidu, when we eat, and many Islami bhais would ask that, what does this mean? Like, nur enters into my stomach. You know, when you read Surah Kahf on Jum'ah, and I hope everyone does read Surah Kahf, the opening 10 verses, final 10 verses, the entire surah on Jumu'ah, on the day of Jumu'ah, the Prophet ﷺ has prescribed this. Imagine a doctor prescribing you medicine and you don't take it. The Prophet ﷺ has prescribed this upon his ummah. He's given us this medication. He says, you read Surah Kahf on a Friday. You know, when we read Surah Kahf, the Prophet ﷺ says that nur enters into your heart. And from that nur, it spreads within your body. When you say Ya Wajidu, this is an example. When you say Ya Wajidu whilst you're eating, this nur increases within you, this radiation, this light. And when you see something, you see with the nur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. You can see things clearly. You have basira, you have ultimate basira, you have special basira, which an average person will not have. Likewise, when we fast in the month of Ramadan, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this nur at the time of sahri, at the time of iftari. And that nur actually helps us in completing that fast. One of the blessings of that nur is it helps us completing the fast properly. And that's why if you speak to a person who is unfaithful, who doesn't have religion in his life, and you ask him to fast for a day from sunrise to sunset, he won't do it. He can't do it. Why? Because he doesn't have that faith. Remember, iman is nur as well. He doesn't have one nur. Then he doesn't have the nur of doing sahri and iftari. And then fasting for him is something that is near to impossible. But a believer, he could fast for 30 days constantly, subhanAllah. And this is the nur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him. So you will be able to see this kafa ra, فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. A believer sees from the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His deceiving justice will become famous. So what he will do is cause chaos in a land and then give out the handouts. He will cause, for example, he will lay siege on a water source, which will cause droughts and people will become thirsty. And then he will walk into that land and he will give everyone water. And everyone will think this person's a good person because he's given water. But indirectly, he was the one that laid siege on the water source. Likewise, he will kind of cause more problems, economical problems, social problems, general problems, and then give the solution. So he'll cause a problem, he'll make the illness, and then give the vaccine. this would be his tactic, and this would be a deception, this would be a false justice system based on false illusions that he will cause. The world will see, people will accept him, but a believer, yanzuru bi nurillah, subhanallah. This was a brief identity, a brief summary of Dajjal, his appearance, his deception. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the fitna of Dajjal. We should always make dua, Allahumma ajidna min fitnati Dajjal. We should always recite Surah Kahf on a Friday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and our family members at all times from the tribulations of Dajjal. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The journey of the soul. We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path. We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path.